New York City schools are in year one of a brand new system for evaluating teachers and their performance in the classroom. It's being rolled out fast, and it's causing some anxiety, especially the part that holds teachers accountable for students' progress. As WNYC's Yasmin Khan reports, how to measure that progress is complicated.
This new evaluation plan has been years in the making. It includes classroom observations and student test scores, which both the city and teachers' union call fair. But there's a feeling among many teachers that the part based on student learning is too experimental and confusing.
It is insanely confusing.
Take Jason Zanish, the drama teacher at the High School for Public Service in Brooklyn.
I sat through an 8-hour training, and not only was I confused about major, major theoretical questions, I was confused about the practicalities, and no one had answers.
There are a lot of reasons why it's complicated. One goes back to state law, which says student performance on state tests must factor into teachers' evaluations. The state looks at growth, not just scores, and the idea is controversial in and of itself. But not all subjects or grade levels have state tests, so now there are other tools, some required, some optional, that schools will use to measure student learning. Each school has some say in how it will work for them. Christina DeZeba teaches 8th grade humanities at IS 289 in Manhattan. She says this is how her school narrowed down its choices.
Okay, what seems the least arbitrary? That seems like a really bad standard for educators to have to impose.
She's laughing here, but she's upset about the idea of more testing, brand new assessments, like for social studies, that students will take in the fall and then again in the spring to determine their progress.
These tests are only to measure our effectiveness as teachers. That's the purpose.
But some subject areas don't have any types of tests, like in the case of Jason Zanish, the high school drama teacher.
The menu is essentially Regents scores on the four major Regents.
Meaning 40% of his evaluation will be based on state tests for subjects he doesn't teach, the Regents in English, math, science, and social studies. In fact, his school chose to have all of its teachers rated in part according to student growth on a blend of these tests, a sort of we're all in it together philosophy.
Honestly, the decision came from the fact that our school is a pretty successful school and does really well on the Regents, so this was the way that would benefit everyone.
So it won't hurt you, but do you feel that that measure reflects your teaching?
No, not at all.
This is a repeated scenario for teachers in the arts, foreign languages, or physical education. Julius Adams, a music teacher at PS 98 in Queens, says he does incorporate other subjects in his music lessons, like English vocabulary and writing. He ties in a lot of history, too.
But I don't teach the core curriculum. How does it make sense that what I teach, which has its own set of city standards, is impacted by what someone teaches in ELA and math?
Both the teachers' union and the city recognize that this situation is not ideal, but that there are benefits because the system may create more collaboration among teachers. And teachers echo this, that everyone should play a role in helping students in the entire school, not just the ones in their classes. Christina DeZeba from IS 289 says for now, her school is doing its best to implement this plan in earnest, but trusting this new system is hard.
This gets put in our lap, and we know we have to deal with it, so we make the best of it. As we are making the best of it, we realize how some of it is completely ridiculous.
Teachers will get their first job reviews under the new system this summer. For WNYC, I'm Yasmin Khan.